It's Beer 30 on the Danny White Show. 97.7 The River.
It's time for Beer 30. Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer are in the studio now, and you can check out that podcast on Google Play and iTunes and catch them on all the socials as they do social media. Don't you?
Yes. We do.
Yeah.
Last I checked.
We are good at social media.
We are not robots.
We have a beer here in the studio.
Yes, we do. Oh, sorry. But yes, we do.
What we got?
What we have is a beer from the Laughing Monk Brewing out of San Francisco. We've had the beer on the show this before.
Mm-hmm.
We liked it so much, we wanted to bring another one in. So this one is their Monk Light, and that is spelled L-I-T-E. They're going to have to pay some money to Miller, I can tell you that right now.
Well, look at the back of the can. It's monk time.
Oh, man. So they've obviously had some
kind of... tongue-in-cheek.
They've had a conversation.
And they also call it the Queen of Beers.
Yeah, it's a tongue-in-cheek homage to the American adjunct, right. For sure.
Okay.
Well, yeah, and this, to their description, not ours, fizzy, yellow, America. But going through our AATMF...
You're going to pay extra for that action.
Yeah. AATMF on this, it is an absolutely what you'd expect. Bright, bright yellow. So yep. This is a non-denominational light beer from America, right?
A daffodil yellow, really.
There we go.
Nice. Yeah. Ooh.
It's everything you'd think. And so when you hear the word adjunct lager, or American lager in this case, adjunct is essentially they're using like a corn or rice as the binder, as the part of that, instead of some of the backbone in this. So it's not all malt necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually what you find with the Miller and the Coors and the Bud Lights.
Bud
usually uses rice. Miller and Coors use corn. So
cheaper to get back in the day. It was a lot cheaper and easier to get your hands on, and so they could mass produce the beers for a lot cheaper,
yes,
as opposed to trying to get their hands on the actual grain. So it's just something that stuck around. Good old cheap and easy America.
Exactly. So this is, like I said, bright yellow in color. You'd put this next to one of those other beers, you wouldn't know the difference,
yeah,
color-wise. But you go with the aroma on this. You do get a little sweetness, a little bit of malt, but there's not much to it. And I think that's obviously the design of this beer. They wanted to make it really, really light. It comes in at 4.3%. So you're hovering right there around what Coors and Miller are.
Yeah.
There's not a lot to the overall flavor arc of this beer.
No.
Carbonation's nice. Goes down really easy. I think, they accomplished what they wanted in terms of making an adjunct lager, like sort of an homage to these American beers, but it does not give me enough on the tongue. It finishes clean. I could definitely pound a few of these.
But it doesn't feel it finishes clean as like a Coors Light, for example. Because that is obviously, it's watered down, but it finishes nice and crisp and clean. This misses a little bit of that crispness.
And I feel like, like with your Miller Lights, for example, I think, you have like a real, there's like a little bit of like a, a hop and like grain and malt combination in the flavor profile there that I just don't get here. Like, at least with like Miller Lite, like you feel like you're drinking like a beer and not like just watery beer, right?
Yeah.
And there's something to the flavor of that. I think they've accomplished what they wanted in terms of making a light drinking adjunct, but to be really honest with you, it doesn't do enough for me to justify what I would be paying for this on the shelf.
No,
versus like
all.
A Miller or a Coors.
Right.
Oh, right, yeah.
Thumbs down for, they should just really
stick to
what they know, which is making good beer.
Yeah, yeah, they hit their accomplishment on the nose. They did exactly what they set out to do with this beer. I just, I don't know that it's doing anything to set the world on fire. So I'm thumbs sideways for this beer.
Yeah. It's fine. I like it. I'm not a fan necessarily.
Right.
So I guess thumb sideways.
Mr. Stouty McStouterson would hate this.
I have evolved, guys.
Yeah, I think there's been real evolution in his palate.
It has.
Absolutely.
It's all your fault.
Yeah, it's Stouty McIPA-erson.
That's right.
Stouty McIPA Kolsch.
Yes.
Erdogan.
That guy's drunk. A lot. you can check out this review and others at 977theriver.com and the podcast Sports Meets Beer on Google Play and iTunes. Brad and Ben, Sports Meets Beer, thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks, Danny.
Thanks, buddy.